Having an open mind and working with your DME company are always tools to help when making the transition to life with CPAP. It does work if we allow the process to take its course. Getting used to a small CPAP, hose, and mask can be frustrating, but now more than ever, there are accessories that can make this lifestyle easier and faster to get used to. We live in a fast food world, instant gratification, and most of us are resistant to change. It's human nature. It's only natural to resist what we are not used to, whether it's a new diet we're trying, going to the track for the first time, or even that new computer we can't even figure out how to turn on. It's a process, not an event. So the CPAP show here is devoted to you, the CPAP user, or even those who are still on the fence on whether or not CPAP can be beneficial for you. The goal of the CPAP show is to help lead you in the right direction so that you can control your therapy and, most of all, get a better night's sleep. So tonight's show, we will be discussing what is going to literally change the way you look at CPAP forever. So give us a call at 281-558-5738 or toll-free at 888-TEXAS-17. Email us your questions to the CPAP show at monitormedical.com. And if you're having trouble listening to us on the radio, don't forget to go to monitormedical.com and click on the CPAP show, listen live, or just go to the AM 700 website where you can also click and listen live online and stream us. We have been on air for about 9 months now, and we've been devoted to CPAP and its therapy because at the end of the day, CPAP therapy is the gold standard in treating obstructive sleep apnea, but a lot of us have resistance to this change because we're all creatures of habit. You know, when we go to sleep, we have a routine, whether it's watching Jay Leno, whether it's watching the news, just laying down. Now, all of a sudden, the doctor says we have to have this CPAP mask along with this air pressure, and then, oh yeah, go ahead and get used to it. So tonight, not only will we be discussing accessories that are going to change the way you look at CPAP, but we'll also be talking about tips to avoid common problems when getting used to this therapy. So without further ado, our host here, Richard Webb, who has been on vacation, has finally decided to grace us with this presence.
I was training on learning more things to bring back to the radio station. I was not vacating. I was educating.
That's what he says.
Well, that's what I'm going to say to all our listening audience. So thank you very much. We got a lot of really good things. And as Jason said earlier, please give us a call with your questions because that's what really makes the show interesting when you call in. 281-558-5738 with your questions when you say you have an issue with your mask and problems. And a lot of times we can talk about questions that we have taken off the air, and people frequently email us at the CPAP show at monitormedical.com with your questions, and that way we can direct your questions off the air. I'm sorry, either directly back to you or talk about them on the radio show. But sometimes if you call in, we can have a little give and take and talk specifically about problems. A couple of primers that I think it's worth mentioning, as Jason said, this is our ninth month for having the CPAP show, and we have our little alphabet soup, CPAP, Continuous Positive Air Pressure, CPAP. And that's the acronym that we use to describe what the air pressure is doing when it splints. That's a term I like to use now. It splints the upper airway being between the nose and your windpipe. And so the positive air pressure, if you're having problem with choking or snoring, it allows the windpipe to become patent. That's the word we use that the air goes through. So CPAP is the big word that we use. Another one that is thrown out is OSA, and the doctors are talking about OSA, obstructive sleep apnea. That's what occurs when you obstruct while you're asleep, and you have apnea. Apnea is no breathing, obstructive sleep apnea. The other term that they always throw out there, AHI. AHI, the doctor says your AHI is 20, your AHI is 40. AHI is sort of a stock market index. We just came off the financial show, and so when we talk about the stock market is this number, the index is this number, it's a value. And the AHI is the value of how many obstructive events that you have during a period of time. And unfortunately, the higher the number, the worse your sleep disorder is going to be. It doesn't necessarily mean you have a higher pressure. It just means you have a lot more frequent awakenings. And you might have a pressure issue because people always say, I always ask the individual, what's your pressure? because for us to make a lot of assistance to the individual, the pressure of 8 versus a pressure of 18 makes a huge difference. Pressure of 8 we would treat differently, especially in determining the type of mask. Pressure of 18 takes on different indicators, and our recommendation is going to be is going to be different for a higher pressure because you have a lot more problems associated with that. So give us a call, 281-558-5738, and we will address your concern on air. Tonight we've got a lot of interesting topics that we're going to talk about. We have the new product called the Skinnit that we're going to be addressing. That's a product that people use to dress up their cell phones. My daughters have them on their cell phones, or people put them on their laptop computers. These are special dress ups for brand new series of CPAP machines, ResMed S9. We're going to talk a little bit about a couple of masks that are relatively new, the Philips Respironix True Blue and the Go Life. True Blue and Go Life. Those are clever little names. And if we have time, I want to talk about people who might benefit from supplemental oxygen at nighttime. And this is not something that we normally think about, as additional oxygen for people that need positive air pressure to help them breathe, because they think the machine that they're breathing with is giving them oxygen. It's really just giving them the air in the room. They're not getting any more oxygen than they would actually get if they're just breathing room air. So we'll talk a little bit about supplemental oxygen tonight. So, Jason.
You know, for me, it's important for us to get back to the basics. You know, obstructive sleep apnea is a disorder that has some serious, serious consequences. You know, most of the people that I see on a regular basis, I'm a home tech, so I'm in the houses, and I get to see different people in their homes. And usually when I go and I see the husband has a frown when I walk in the door. You know, I always say it's attitude and perception. The attitude that they have is that my wife is the one who told me either a CPAP or the couch, so I'm probably going to get a CPAP today. And then the perception is that this machine is just going to be so overwhelmingly big and that it's really going to give me a life sentence. And, you know, I like to change that attitude and perception in the beginning, because I think it's important that we have a positive attitude and a positive perception of these CPAP machines, because they're not that big. These are very small, compact units that do not take up very much room on the nightstand. And most of the masks that we carry now are not invasive at all. They're very small. So I like to get to tell the patients what obstructive sleep apnea is, you know, because everybody tends to think, what's so important about obstructive sleep apnea? What is it going to do? What damaging effects can it have? You know, not only can it increase the rate of a heart attack or increase blood pressure, make diabetic more severe, it has a lot of long-lasting side effects that can be very severe if you don't get it treated. So, you know, when we talk about obstructive sleep apnea, we talk about the snoring, the pausing and breathing. So not only does it affect us, it also affects our spouses in many cases, you know, where we're driving the marriage apart because we're not getting this obstructive taken care of. So when I enter the house and I show them the machine and I show them the mask now, you know, I'm noticing the perception changing, because they're like, wow, that doesn't look like a respirator.
It's not a suitcase.
And it's not going to fit in a suitcase. So it looks like we got a call.
Steve, how you doing? You have a problem with rain out in your mask.
Yes, sir. I've got a machine. It's about 3.5 years old, and so my insurance is not ready to buy a new machine. I've heard there's some new machines with the ability to stop what I've heard is called rain out. I'd be asleep in the middle of the night, and all of a sudden just getting an influx of water up my nose.
You know, it doesn't take but a few drops of water blasting in your nostril at 3 a.m. to wake you up out of a dead sleep. I sympathize with you, Steve. We hear that frequently. In fact, I heard this same exact story just today from a woman who lived in a mobile home. But the common cause in water in the tubing, or what we call rain out, is that you get water precipitating and coming into the tube out of the thin air, so to speak. When you set a cold can of Coke on the counter or a cold can of adult beverage on the counter, it sweats, especially in Houston. it sweats and puts water outside the jar, outside the can, and dribbles all around the tabletop. And yep. when you have a tubing, it's just the opposite. It's warm inside the tubing, and the introduction of cold air onto the outside of the tubing causes it to rain out or precipitate on the inside of the tubing. So now there's a really nice product out there. It's a company called Hybrid. The company's called Plastiflex, Plastiflex. And they have a product that's called Hibernite, Hibernite. And we're very ecstatic about the Hibernite product because it fits on anybody's machine. It's a universal fitting of the tubing. And it's guaranteed. I'm here to guarantee that it will take care of that rain out that you get in the tubing, Steve. Definitely consider this.
I thought I was going to drown. I mean, it's 2:00 in the morning, and all of a sudden I get hit in the face with water. I had no idea what's going on, and it's happened to me 3 times now. And so you say you've got a product that'll fix that?
Yes, it's called the Hibernite. It's a small brick that is a power inverter from the wall that converts the power down to a low voltage. And there's a low voltage circuit that encompasses the wire. I'm sorry, the wire that encompasses the tubing, and it warms it slightly, makes the air more consistent on the inside, and it prevents that rain out or that water inside the tubing, and you won't be feeling like you're drowning at 2:00 in the morning. It really works. We've been selling the heck out of them for people that they can add it on to any CPAP. It's a wonderful device.
All right. Well, now look, I'm on a fixed income. I'm on Medicare. So, oftentimes I call in and, I ask for something new in Medicare. Does Medicare, will they pay for this, or am I going to have to actually pay for it out of pocket?
Good question, Steve. No, Medicare does cover this tubing. However, we're going to need a prescription from your doctor. But if you've been seeing somebody, they're not going to have any problem giving us a prescription to administer that. You know, you're in Texas, I think. Each state has regulations regarding the Food and Drug Administration for requirements for a prescription. And so these devices that are attached to the CPAP machine are considered medical devices, although it's just it's a tubing, but it has to be approved by the FDA. So it will require a prescription if you want us to be able to bill Medicare.
I understand. You know, and my wife always says, don't call the doctor, don't ask the doctor. But, you know, my doctor, he's very good. If I call him and ask him for something, he'll if it'll help me, he'll write a prescription for it. It's not that hard. I can get him to write it. So if I get him to write this prescription, you can get this for me?
We sure can, Steve.
Wow. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling in. That was a great question from Steve.
We enjoy your show.
Awesome. Thank you for that.
All right.
And listen to the all past episodes on our station. And we're going to come back after this brief break. KSED Radio.
Oh, come on, all right already. I've had enough of this. Night after night after night, the endless sleep I'm getting each week. Does this sound similar to what you're going through? Well, sleep disorders are more common than you think. When you think of sleep apnea, you might think of a very uncomfortable CPAP mask. Masks today are not the masks of yesteryear, so click on monitormedical.com and see what masks are offered. Find just the right CPAP mask for your face. We're all different, and they're different, so there's no need to give up. Monitor Medical has your solution to your sleeping disorder. Along with masks, there's accessories like pillows and humidifiers. 6 convenient Houston locations, so don't delay. Call 281-240-7222. That's 281-240-7222. Or click on monitormedical.com. Call them today.
Man, I can't stand this hard mask on my face tonight.
It's a scene played out every night in bedrooms across America, with CPAP mask wearers risking their health by not wearing their mask. Fed up with the hard plastic construction of masks that leaves sore spots on the bridges of noses and hard lines on the face, suffering restrictive movements in bed and noises of air blowing that annoys and disturbs bed partners. Now, Sleepweaver's Soft Cloth CPAP Mask solves all of that. Made completely of cloth with no rigid frames, buckles, or clips, Sleepweaver's a flexible one-size-fits-all mask that allows free movement even to sleeping on your stomach. It's quiet, easy to clean, going right into the washing machine. Plus, Sleepweaver's lightweight and easy to pack. Available locally through Monitor Medical. For more details, call 877-569-9436 or visit them online at monitormedical.com.
If you're a small business with 1 to 50 employees and you're located in Houston, this message is for you because your business can save from 50 to 85% of what you're paying right now for your telephone, long distance, and high-speed internet thanks to a local Texas company called Double Horn Communications. They specialize in serving small companies just like yours. They offer you unlimited local and long-distance telephone service, unlimited high-speed T1 internet connection, plus a free Polycom phone for each line. And those phones have all the bells and whistles. It's got voicemail, call hunt, and more, all for 50 to 85% less than what you're paying right now. Double Horn, a local Texas company with local Texas tech support. And you know how important it is to be able to talk to a Texan when you need help. Call 713-331-0466 or visit doublehorn.com. Double Horn Communications phone and high-speed internet. Double the speed, double the power, but half the cost. Double Horn Communications.
The CPAP Show. This is your host, Richard, and the co-host, Jason R. Jason, thank you, thank you, thank you. The last caller had called in and had asked about rainout, which is a problem in any environment that we usually see it when the temperature changes. And I noticed lately that I've had to turn the air conditioning down at the house at nighttime a little bit lower than I have when the weather is hot. And it, because it's still plenty warm outside, but it's not 89, 99 degrees during the nighttime. It's getting cooler at night. And so when we turn the house down cooler, you have this temperature differential between the bedroom temperature of the air conditioning and the heater of your CPAP machine putting out warm air and moist air. And as a result, you can get water in the tubing. And as we talked about with the prior caller, Steve, was one of the, you know, you turn off your heater, but then you won't have moist air. It'll become very dry and very uncomfortable. But if you have this type of heated device. In fact, some of the CPAP machines now, they're making them that have built-in heaters. Built-in heated humidifier wires into their tubing. Almost all the machines we sell at Monitor Medical have heated humidifiers, but these wires that wrap the tubing, and it's not a separate piece. It's a very lightweight tubing. It's just built into it, but it does a great job and helps to prevent that rainout. Because I can tell you that when you get splashed up the nose at 2 or 3 in the morning, you're going to jump out of bed and you're not going to be able to get back to sleep pretty quickly.
It's either it's going to get on your face or it's going to get on your nightstand. You know, one of the things that I see being out in the field every day is that most of our nightstands are either about the same height as our bed level or a little bit higher. And one of the things you want to do with the CPAP, you know, Newton's law of gravity, what goes up must come down. So you have to have the CPAP at least 6 inches lower than the bed level so that if any of that water does condense in that tubing, which it is likely to do in the summertime when we're using our air condition, that water can drain back. But, you know, like Richard was saying, you know, Fisher-Paykel was one of the first manufacturers to implement a heated wire tubing. It was called a thermostart. You know, and every manufacturer, they want to do the next and greatest best thing. So after the thermostart came out with the heated wire tubing, so did the predecessors. You know, you had your other manufacturers like ResMed, who now has a climate control tubing, which actually not only allows you to control the temperature, but actually the temperature of the air that you're receiving at your face. You know, now we have our most common, which is an aftermarket, you know, the thermostart,
the Hibernite.
So the Hibernite is an added addition to this heated wire tubing that keeps it at one constant temperature, so we don't have to go that extra step in buying a stool to put our machine 6 inches lower than our bed level.
And it's covered by insurance, so it's a good deal.
It's covered by the insurance, so that's what makes it even better, is that now we're starting to see that CPAPs is more common than we think. You know, you go to the airport, when before 5 years ago, they look at you and they'll call 911. They think you got a bomb. They've never seen it before. Now you go in and they say, oh, you got that new ResMed. Or, well, you got that Respironics. Or you got that Fisher-Paykel, that CPAP machine. It's more common. So people understand that this is becoming more and more prevalent. And now the manufacturers are getting in the trenches and starting to see that, okay, what can we do to make CPAP lifestyle more convenient and more comfortable for the patient, because it is a modification. You know, we're going against the way we're normally sleeping to all of a sudden now we're sleeping and adjusting to life with CPAP machines. So now they're doing these things that are making it a lot easier. And this is going to bring me into this next topic that we're going to talk about. And I hope I'm not jumping the gun on this, Richard. If I am, I know you'll tell me to slow down. But this Skinnit is going to be one of the things that I think is really going to transform the way you look at CPAP, not only literally but figuratively. Because, again, it's all about attitude and perception. When I walk in the door, the first perception is that I'm getting a respirator. I'm getting this big machine that's going to be pumping this air in. And it's not that case at all. What you're having is positive air pressure going into the nose, down the airway to keep it open so that you can get that restorative sleep, go through the different levels of sleep, that restful sleep, that beneficial sleep where you wake up and you feel like you're $1 million instead of feeling like you know, what the heck happened last night? You know, did I party or something? Because I feel tired as a dog. You know, this Skinnit right here that I'm looking at, and I mean, it makes me want a CPAP because it's UT, University of Texas Longhorns, and I'm a big Longhorn fan. And at the end of the day, I'm a big sports fan. And Case McCoy and Jackson Shipley, watch out for them too, because it looks like Colt McCoy and Jordan Shipley just came back to the University of Texas. So the fact that now we can actually put these types of, you know, features on our CPAP machines. And even if you wanted to do a family portrait, you know, because most people are motivated by somebody else to get a CPAP machine, whether it's the wife, whether it's the children, or whether it's the doctor, you know, they push you into it. Now this gives you extra motivation when you look at your CPAP machine. You're like, man, look at that. Now I got a Longhorn CPAP. You know, it changes that perception. And that's what it's about, attitude and perception.
So far, I'm only aware of ResMed and their S9 series of devices that are actually having this Skinnit product available. And we're really excited. I think this is a game changer because it really personalizes the product for people to wear. And we have Gary on the line. How long should a CPAP machine function properly before it needs to be replaced?
Well, before that, I'd like to know if you can get any Vince Young logos on there with them playing for Philadelphia instead of
the Titans. We'll have a custom-made VY Skinnit made for you, Gary. How's that?
It was our best day of the year when he went to Philadelphia, and he's not doing anything any different there.
I think he's already on injured release.
I think so.
Yes, sir.
But he's rich, so it doesn't matter.
Know, if I could make $20 million a year and get a sprained ankle 1 week and then a bruised rib the next week and then, you know, be
and then
off.
Get your CPAP machine to sleep on
get
the next
a CPAP
week.
Machine and I'd be living the high life.
Yeah. No, I was just curious, how long, you buy a new laptop every year and a half. How long do the CPAP machines, stay in style, so to speak?
The thing about CPAP machines is that the manufacturers will warranty them for 2 years. There's a few brands that will actually give us a 3-year warranty. But to me, that means that the manufacturer knows that the machine is going to last that long. It's their own internal insurance policy. The problem, as you mentioned, is what changes in the arena. We were just talking to the prior caller about heated tubing. And right now, with the ResMed product line, the launch of their S9, obviously there was an S8, S7, S6. There was no such thing as an integrated heated tube. At around the S6, I think it was, that they implemented an integrated heated humidifier. And prior to that, you had to have a whole separate box. So as Jason started off talking about how big the machines were, you had to have a big box machine, and sitting next to it, you had to have a big box heated humidifier. So sort of like cars, my wife just got a new car, and it's got so many fancy bells and whistles. We're just getting used to learn to live with them. But one of the features on her car is a backup camera when you put it in reverse.
Right.
And that, at first I thought that's kind of annoying, but boy, I tell you,
I use it all the time.
Look out the back. I look out the little camera picture, and that was only a relatively recent addition to the vehicles. And that's sort of like CPAP, because these devices, not too many years ago, all they were was very expensive blowers in a box.
Right.
And since that time, the recording capabilities, we always talk about download, that you want to get a CPAP machine that has memory that not only says that you're wearing it, but it'll actually determine if it's treating you effectively. And I think I have that. I believe you have it on your machine. Any machines that monitor medical cells should have that. If you're getting one, you should always ask your doctor, do I have recording capability? I'm sorry, that your CPAP company, am I getting recording capabilities?
Right.
Mostly software. The newer machines now have the ability to have a more narrow tubing. That's a real plus. We were talking about tubing also in terms of the heated wire. Before, we were only concerned about 6 foot or 9 foot or 12 foot tubing, but now you can have a tubing that's no longer as big around as your thumb. It can be as big around as your little pinky, and a lot of people like that smaller tubing. There's less plastic.
Right.
And
I've got the blanket on mine. I mean, I don't even really ever even feel the plastic.
You know, the blanket idea, there's multiple brands. The one that we most often sell is the Snuggle Hose. And I've said the story before. It was invented by a little old lady in her kitchen where she was getting rain out, like we were talking about to the prior caller. She was getting water in her tube, and it was a northern city, and it was getting cold at night. And so she came up with this little blanket for the tubing, and it does make it very soft when it bumps into you. It's not some cold plastic.
Yeah, it's very nice.
And another thing, Gary, you know, the CPAP machines, I always say, they're going to last as long as you take care of them.
Mm-hmm.
Every CPAP machine has a filter. The filter is like the oil in the car. If you change your oil in your car every 3 months, that car is guaranteed to last you at least 5 years without any problems, as long as you take care of the necessary maintenance steps. And a CPAP machine is a lot similar, because it has items that need to be replaced on a regular basis, like quarterly. And one of the major components on a CPAP machine is the back of it, where the intake is. It what filters out the air, keeps the motor clean, so it doesn't have to overwork. And the more often you change that filter, whether you have one or two, if you change it more often, that machine is going to last you upwards from 5 to 7 years. I have patients that I've seen out in the field, Gary, that, you know, being doing this for 10 years, I've been able to see about 4 generations of machines. So I go to a patient's home who is getting a second CPAP machine. They look at it, and first they're like, wow, that thing's a quarter of the size of my old CPAP. And my old CPAP right there, that S5, Sullivan 5 Elite, that's 16 years old, it still works.
Right. So exactly right.
So, you know, it's all about how you take care of it.
And, exactly. And my wife wants to ask Richard one thing. Huh? She's my bed partner, so to speak.
Okay.
Hi, is this Richard?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, this is Carolyn. Anyway, my first question was, okay, when he puts on the CPAP machine, okay, I have never seen anybody, like I told him, I said, I would, because I stay awake. I'm a person who... I don't sleep at night. I mean, I stay awake all the time.
Uh-huh.
And I joke and laugh and say, you know, I think I want one of those just so I can sleep like you. But what I was going to ask you is, it bothers me, because I swear to you, Richard, if somebody could come in this house and they could be standing over me with a gun, or be raping me, and I swear to you, he sleeps so deep with that CPAP machine. I'm glad he does, because it saves his life. But he didn't even know it.
Well, you know what? You know, we were talking about modern innovations in CPAP machine. I guess we should put in a request to have sort of a built-in alarm that you could have with your device.
Built-in motion detector.
A motion detector. That wouldn't be that hard.
You know, I'm not the only person that's asked you that.
Well, you know, my favorite comment is for the wife who says, I used to sleep with all the snoring, but now I lay awake because I think the guy's dead because I don't hear him breathing anymore.
Yeah, that's true. Then I have another question for you.
Go ahead.
I'll ask this one. Do they make CPAP machines for dogs?
I hear that question a lot. I hear that
you
question
know, it's
more
not
often
the,
than
it's
you
not
think.
The machine, Carol Ann, it's the mask. The problem is, and the problem of most users who wear CPAP is making sure that they have a mask that fits. And if you've got a big old mug that the protruding snout, I'm not talking about your husband, I'm talking about a dog. Well,
no, I got a little tiny nose.
A little tiny pug nose. But, you know, that's a. I'll have to suggest that one too. An alarm that detects when people come in the room and a mask for a dog. Because it would be the same principle. It would work. I've heard dogs snort and snore just awful.
Yeah, it would. Anyway, I'll let you go. I just wanted to ask you those two questions.
All right. Thank you all so very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
How long should a CPAP mask? We're going to come back. I've got one or two more comments to make about how long a CPAP mask should make. And CPAP for dogs?
281-558-5738. Just get a dog good night's sleep.
Give us a call with your dog questions.
Hey folks, Dave Ramsey here. When you have questions about your money, I'm your guy. And when you have automotive repairs and maintenance needs for your vehicle, you need to call my friends at Christian Brothers Automotive. They are the experts in the automotive world. They understand every detail of your car, from how it operates to what it takes to keep it running great. With 17 locations throughout Houston, they can expertly handle any repair from oil changes to engine replacement, and they employ ASE certified master technicians, do diagnostic testing, extended warranty work, and provide a complimentary shuttle. Plus, they service foreign and domestic vehicles. And every Christian Brothers is owner-operated and committed to serving each customer with honesty and integrity. These are the folks I trust, and they can save you money. To find the one nearest you, go to ChristianBrothersHouston.com. Call them today and tell them I sent you. And new customers receive $25 off their first repair.
Oh, come on, come on. All right, already. I've had enough of this. Night after night after night, the endless sleep I'm getting each week. Does this sound similar to what you're going through? Well, sleep disorders are more common than you think. When you think of sleep apnea, you might think of a very uncomfortable CPAP mask. Masks today are not the masks of yesteryear, so click on monitormedical.com and see what masks are offered. Find just the right CPAP mask for your face. We're all different, and they're different, so there's no need to give up. Monitor Medical has your solution to your sleeping disorder. Along with masks, there's accessories like pillows and humidifiers. 6 convenient Houston locations, so don't delay. Call 281-240-7222. That's 281-240-7222. Or click on monitormedical.com. Call them today.
This is Nolan Ryan. Everyone has an area of expertise. Mine just happens to be a fastball. The good folks at American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning are the experts to trust when it comes to home comfort. Their independent network of air conditioning dealers is top-notch. They get the job done right. Find your independent American Standard dealer at AmericanStandardAir.com. Comfort the way you like it. AmericanStandardAir.com.
Man, I can't stand this hard mask on my face tonight.
It's a scene played out every night in bedrooms across America, with CPAP mask wearers risking their health by not wearing their mask. Fed up with the hard plastic construction of masks that leaves sore spots on the bridges of noses and hard lines on the face. Suffering restrictive movements in bed and noises of air blowing that annoys and disturbs bed partners. Now, Sleepweaver's Soft Cloth CPAP Mask solves all of that. Made completely of cloth with no rigid frames, buckles, or clips. Sleepweaver's a flexible one-size-fits-all mask that allows free movement even to sleeping on your stomach. It's quiet, easy to clean, going right into the washing machine. Plus, Sleepweaver's lightweight and easy to pack. Available locally through Monitor Medical. For more details, call 877-569-9436 or visit them online at monitormedical.com.
Bruce Raby, Bruce Springsteen, nice music. Well, we're back on the scene. Ah, dude, you're too young for Bruce. Threw me a curve there. So the last caller, we were talking about how long a CPAP machine should last. And unfortunately, it's kind of like you buy a brand new car and you drive it off the lot and it's got a, you know, 50,000 mile warranty. You know that the warranty is going to go 50,000 miles and you assume that it's going to go much longer than that. And we have seen machines 10 years out. We see machines that the rubber inside of them is decomposing, but the machine still works. Usually what happens on a CPAP machine is over time, just like a car, just like my old bony body, it starts making little creaky sounds that you didn't have when it was brand new, and the motor spins, and but it still works. But I think the newer CPAP machines that have been out in the last 3 to 5 years, there's a lot more technology in the device, a lot more electronics, and what happens is you're running along day in, day out, year in, year out, and all of a sudden you get a display on the window that says failure, check with your equipment provider. And that's because there's some fatal error. It could be a software, it could be an electronic problem, could be a power jump in the middle of the night that your house is not surge protected. You know, that's you're talking about the air filters, and that's one of the things that we advise people to put some type of surge protection, because when you have a high voltage, I mean, these are $1,000 pieces of equipment. I have one on my big screen TV, so it's worth a $59 surge protector that really helps your device. But regular maintenance and making sure that your device is had its filter cleaned and changed and that your tubing is replaced frequently.
Exactly. You know, those are the main things that you can do when you're dealing with your CPAP equipment, because, you know, you want your CPAP to last at least 5 years or as long as you're going to be using it. And most of the times when I go into a home and I see a machine that's had either an error message or call for service, you know, because when the machine goes out, it's going to let you know one way or another. Either it's not going to blow the air or it's going to read some type of error message. And one of the common things that I see is that the filter is so clogged up that air intake is pretty much the motor's having to work extra hard to give you that air. So those are one of the most common problems when we're dealing with our CPAP is the maintenance. You know, it's a respiratory device, so we must maintain it on a regular basis. And the more we maintain it, the longer it will last. And that's one of the things that I definitely recommend is getting those equipment changed as often as possible. Get yourself on a schedule, because CPAP lifestyle is about routine and it's about repetition. You set one day out of the week. You know, most people, when I tell them, we have four major elements when we're dealing with our CPAP machine. We have our mask, we have our hose, we have our water chamber, and we have our filters. If we just take one day out of the week, whether it be Saturday, Sunday, Friday, and just devote 5 minutes to that day, you can get you a hot water, non-antibacterial soap, preferably Woolite, and even occasionally use some white distilled vinegar. And this can disinfect and clean and sterilize the equipment so that it lasts longer, because at the end of the day, we want our CPAP machine to last, and the more we want it to last, the more we need to take care of it. So it's all about maintenance. It's all about taking care of it. It's all about getting your mask replaced. That way you get the full treatment out of the device.
And by all means, do not use Clorox.
No Clorox.
Clorox will clean it, but as somebody said, my mask smells like bleach. Now, what are you using to clean it with? Clorox. But it started to dissolve the plastic, and he couldn't wear it. Plus, it's not too healthy inhaling all those bleach scents all night long. One word about the Skin-It that just came out, the peel-on surface addition for you to customize your CPAP machine. Currently, that we know of, it's only available for the ResMed S9 model, and these will be available October 3rd. Now, you can go on to the us-resmed.skinit.com website, and I'll say that again in a minute, and you can order them. I think they're $45 right now. They're a peel and add-on to your CPAP machine. But Monitor Medical is going to have some special PIN cards that if you ask one of our offices, they're good for $10 off, a coupon for $10 off for your skin it. And I'm kind of looking forward to putting a portrait of the kids and the dog. My daughters gave me a nice Christmas present of them and the dog sort of all dressed up in Christmas fare, and it's kind of a happy picture. And I think I'm going to put that on my custom-made skin it and put it on my ResMed S9 machine.
You know, I'm looking forward to see what the Houston Texans logo is going to look like, because I think we got a special year coming for us this year. I mean, we've waited 10 years to have some relevance when it comes to football.
That defense changeup has really made a big difference.
Hey, I'm not a statistical guy, but we are number one so far.
I think we should devote a whole show for the Texans radio station. What do you think?
It's Super Mario with Super Andre Johnson. There you go. That's all you need to know about the Texans.
Matt
right
Schaub
there.
Throwing them long passes. What can I say? So go to the website, us-resmed.skinit.com. And I think you'll get some. You can special order your device or send up your pictures and have it made custom for you. Come back for the last section of our show. We've got a few more items to get through. We want you all to be made aware of the CPAP issues that affect you today. 281-558-5738.
If your computer network is as important to you as it is at KSEV, then call Steve Buggy with BCI at 713-229-0030. He and his staff of IT professionals have been taking care of our radio station for the last decade. Whenever we have a crisis, a need, when something goes down, when weather impacts our IT department, when there's a software or hardware glitch, he's here day or night. He does a terrific job for us. That's Steve Buggy at BCI, 713-229-0030. So if fire, flood, or a malicious attack on your office could cause your network and data to go down, the first question, would it survive? Well, make sure it does. Have a redundancy backup system, because any disaster can happen. BCI, Steve Buggy, they're the folks. Call them at 713-229-0030. Tell them that I told you to call for a free risk assessment. That's a $250 value. Call BCI or go online at bciproNet.com. That's bciproNet.com.
Oh, come on. All right, already. I've had enough of this. Night after night after night, the endless sleep I'm getting each week. Does this sound similar to what you're going through? Well, sleep disorders are more common than you think. When you think of sleep apnea, you might think of a very uncomfortable CPAP mask. Masks today are not the masks of yesteryear, so click on monitormedical.com and see what masks are offered. Find just the right CPAP mask for your face. We're all different, and they're different, so there's no need to give up. Monitor Medical has your solution to your sleeping disorder. Along with masks, there's accessories like pillows and humidifiers. 6 convenient Houston locations, so don't delay. Call 281-240-7222. That's 281-240-7222. Or click on monitormedical.com. Call them today.
Man, I can't stand this hard mask on my face tonight.
It's a scene played out every night in bedrooms across America, with CPAP mask wearers risking their health by not wearing their mask. Fed up with the hard plastic construction of masks that leaves sore spots on the bridges of noses and hard lines on the face. Suffering restrictive movements in bed and noises of air blowing that annoys and disturbs bed partners. Now, Sleepweaver's Soft Cloth CPAP Mask solves all of that. Made completely of cloth with no rigid frames, buckles, or clips, Sleepweaver's a flexible one-size-fits-all mask that allows free movement even to sleeping on your stomach. It's quiet, easy to clean, going right into the washing machine. Plus, Sleepweaver's lightweight and easy to pack. Available locally through Monitor Medical. For more details, call 877-569-9436 or visit them online at monitormedical.com. Ferris Financial Group reminds all parents to teach your children the information needed to prevent them from becoming one of the thousands of children missing each year. Make sure your child knows their name, number, address, and how to contact someone in an emergency. Ferris Financial Group is a community hero. Give them a call, 713-690-1669. because they're doing their part to make the community a safer place to live, work, and raise a family. That's Ferris Financial Group at 713-690-1669.
Bad to the bone.
Why do you know about all of these? To the bone.
You know,
I am so mad.
Right before the radio show, there was a piece on the radio about Jim Morrison. And I said, you know Jim Morrison? Jim Morrison in the Doors? And you're like, he sounds like Johnny Cash. I said, dude, Jim Morrison. Oh, my gosh. He was the bomb in the day. Jim Morrison.
He was the bomb before the bomb.
L.A. woman. L.A. woman.
Hey, the reason why I know about some of these guys is because one of my favorite movies is La Bamba. So that's the only reason I know a little bit about him.
La Bamba is not Jim Morrison. Bad to the bone. So anyway, Kevin, our call screener and producer of the show, we were talking earlier about CPAP, and you have some experience and some problems with it.
I think I'm on my third or fourth month of having one, so I'm a newbie still. And the biggest problem that I have encountered, I love the thing, by the way. I feel great now. But the mask that I'm using, it's like a nasal pillow or a nose pillow. And the straps that hold it on, the headgear, keep coming off. And I've realized that when I've got a really good haircut that's just happened, it sticks to my head better. It stays on. When I got longer hair, the more it gets longer, the mask just plops off in the middle of the night.
You know, one of the things, you know, most of the patients that I see out there, you know, especially I'm comparing because of the long hair, females, they have very fine, thin hair, and we have problems getting the headgear to fit just right. So what I always say, you know, we've talked about this on the show before, is that, you know, why can't we modify our CPAP masks and our CPAP equipment just like we modify anything else? And sometimes, you know, you have a nasal pillow mask, so you may not be able to do it with this particular style mask. But with the nasal mask, we have items that are out there that basically combat this problem. And it's called a soft cap headgear. And what the soft cap headgear does, it basically fits over the hair to keep everything down in place so that the mask doesn't slide up, it doesn't slide down, you can move from left to right, and it doesn't dislodge the cushions, because the longer the hair gets, the more that the headgear, the traditional headgear on some of the masks that are out there, tend to want to slide as well. So
it's not my imagination. I'm not dreaming.
No. It is actually slippy sliding.
So does this be like a shower cap kind of thing almost?
Yes, exactly like what cap? It is. Okay. Now, the thing about masks is they keep coming out with newer products that hopefully take care of a prior problem. And the manufacturers sort of jump back and forth. And one of the masks that we wanted to mention tonight, it wasn't so much of a timely issue, but I'm glad you asked that. The Go Life for Men is the mask that's a newer version of the product that you have, and it's not better, not worse. It has a couple of features that are improved, and one of the problems that you're mentioning is the mask headgear slipping up and down on the back of your head, and sometimes it's just a matter of either getting a different size head strap, but on most of your headgear, even on the pillow style mask you have, there's two sets of adjustment straps. Mm-hmm. And people tend to just sort of tighten one. And you really have to sometimes raise and lower the straps so that it fits on the crown of your head. The crown of the head, the big part when you top the pad at the back, pat the back of your head at the top, is where you want that strap to hold it in place.
And encircle around.
It encircles it like a halo.
I have one of those anyway.
You have a halo.
Of course. You know
that. And I got the horns.
Yeah, there you go. Well, that answered most of my question. I'll check on the website and see what else I find.
And adjust the straps, sometimes loosening one and tightening the other. Because, you know, when you have multiple straps on a mask, if you tighten one strap, you tend to change the position of the mask on the other piece. You know, these are very dynamic, technically designed, well-engineered devices that the manufacturers spend tens of thousands of dollars developing each and every product, and they put it out for testing, and they get it back, and they make changes. And that's what happens when they come out with a new product. And usually a mask cycle lasts, what, two to three years? In terms of how long before they change it. They'll come out with a brand-new mask, and it usually a couple of years, and they'll put out couple of hundred thousand of the product and say, hey, you know, it would be neat if it was a little longer, if it was a little shorter. And that's why we tell our patients to always consider. Jason loves to tell people to have different types of masks available.
You know, and speaking of that, that's just exactly what I was going to say, because the mask that he has, we talked a little bit about it earlier, so I know what he has. He has the Respironics Optolife. And when you look at that nasal pillow mask, most people look at a nasal pillow mask and say, wow, that's the only one. They don't realize, just like you have Nikes, Adidas, Reeboks, you also have different manufacturers that create these masks that accommodate different head styles. And in your case, I would definitely recommend that if the Optolife is continuously sliding and you can't find a good fit, maybe open up the option to look into the different manufacturers. And that's why I always recommend patients. MonitorMedical.com is a viewing gallery of all of the different styles of masks, because just one mask is not for everybody. So you have to try on the different nasal pillow masks to see which one fits your head the best, because you want to get a good night's sleep and you also want your wife to get a good night's sleep. And if she's saying, that mask keeps sliding off and that air's blowing me in the face, you better get out of here anyways. You know, we don't want to have that. So that's why I always recommend to patients, you know, don't look at just one nasal pillow mask. Look at the different nasal pillow masks by the different manufacturers, because one might fit you a different way and secure and harness your head in a way that makes it more accommodating to you as the individual, because everybody's unique to the individual. And it's about having that unique mask for you so that you get your proper therapy and the benefit out
of
the CPAP.
You know, and what's interesting, Jason, is a lot of masks have different sizes. We always talk about brands, and we bring up a lot of brands. A lot of masks have different sizes, the cushions that interface onto the face. And a big guy is going to think, I need a large mask. I wear large shirts. I wear large shorts. I wear extra large this. But it really has to do with the size of the face, or the length of the nose, or the ratio of the nose to the forehead. And so one of the things that we try to do, and you should get this wherever you're getting your masks, is to make sure that you have a properly fitted mask, a properly sized mask. It's absolutely important, because the machine, you turn it on, you expect it to blow, but that mask has got to last you day in and day out. And if it's not working properly, give your equipment company a call. Give Monitor Medical a call, and we'll see if we can help you change your product. Stay tuned for next Tuesday night, where we'll be back on the CPAP show. God bless you. See you next week.